Chapter 7. Adjust to driving conditions. Since nearly all motorists learn to drive under normal conditions, many are not practiced in handling a car safely under conditions that change with the weather, light, emergencies, or with the changes that occur in the human body. Good, safe driving under all conditions does not come to a person naturally, but must be learned through study and experience. Since many of the conditions described in this chapter do not occur daily, you should study this chapter well so that you can react quickly and properly when they do occur. Night driving. Approximately half the fatal motor vehicle crashes in Alabama occur during the hours of darkness. Several factors contribute to this despite the fact that traffic volume is light during this period. Vision. Most of the contributing factors in nighttime crashes are directly or indirectly involved with vision. Over-driving headlights is a common and dangerous practice. You should never drive so fast that you cannot stop within the distance you can see ahead with your lights. Headlights on high beam normally illuminate the roadway about 350 feet under normal conditions. Dimming headlights when meeting or following is required by law, as well as being a sensible driving practice. You must dim your headlights when within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle and within 200 feet when following another vehicle. If you do not depress your headlights, you could cause the other driver to crash, and if it's an oncoming vehicle, the driver could crash into you. In most instances, if you depress your headlights, the oncoming driver will do likewise. If, after you depress yours, and the other driver fails to do so, keep yours depressed anyway. You prove nothing if you blind the approaching driver with your high beam because you are endangering yourself. Keep your lighting equipment clean and in good operating condition. In addition to ensuring that all lights are operating properly, keep the lenses clean. Keep all glass on your vehicle free of defects and clean, including free of frost and steam. According to state law, headlights, not parking lights only, must be turned on from a half hour after sunset to a half hour before sunrise and during other periods of limited visibility when you cannot see clearly for at least 500 feet. As a general rule, if you are in doubt as to when lights are needed, turn them on low beam. In addition to improving your own vision, it helps others to see you. It is difficult to see at night. Watch carefully for highway signs, pedestrians, bicycles, slow-moving vehicles and animals on the road. For night driving, maps should be studied carefully in advance. If you have a companion, he or she can serve as a second pair of eyes for you. Have your assistant driver watch for signs and unexpected hazards. Eye fatigue is common in night driving. This can be relieved by keeping your eyes moving from the road to the sides, from near to far ahead, etc. Glare. Glare can seriously impair vision, many times to the point of causing temporary blindness. The most common glare encountered at night is that of oncoming headlights or the reflection of following lights in your rearview mirror. Glare from oncoming lights can be reduced by directing your vision away from them. This is done by looking to the right-hand edge of the pavement and concentrating on the white striped line. For glare from the rear, use a day-night mirror or adjust your mirror to cut out most of the strong light from the rear. Emergencies. Emergencies are always worse at night than during the day. Traffic is lighter, your choices of action are limited, and danger is greater. Here are some do's and don'ts for night road emergencies. Pull well off the highway or on the shoulder. Activate four-way flashers and raise hood. Stay with the car, if possible, until help comes. If you must become a pedestrian, carry a light and walk on the left edge of the road or shoulder facing the traffic. If you have flares or reflectors, place them from 100 to 500 feet to the rear of your vehicle on the right-hand edge of the highway to warn other traffic. Speed. Excessive speed is more dangerous at night because of limited visibility. You can see only as far as your headlights carry, and at high speeds this does not give you sufficient stopping distance. Highways are posted for speed limits. Obey these limits, even if you know the road and feel that you can drive faster. These limits are imposed for many reasons, but principally to protect you from the unexpected. A deer leaps out in front of you or you come upon an accident before authorities arrive. Weather conditions may have damaged the road or a bridge. If you should doze or suffer some type of sudden attack, your chances of surviving are many times improved at lower speeds. Winter driving. Winter driving brings its own particular dangers. Increased hours of darkness along with fog, rain, snow, sleet, and ice increase driving hazards. The smart driver prepares for these adverse conditions. In most instances, bad weather cannot be blamed for accidents. A thoughtful driver offsets the hazards of winter by following these additional safe driving practices. Before driving, start the engine and let it warm up while you remove snow and ice from the car, especially the hood and windows. Continue to warm at a fast idle until the heater and defroster are warm. Be sure that windshield washing fluid contains an antifreeze solution. On extremely cold days, be cautious about using windshield washer and wipers at high speeds. Even if the fluid contains antifreeze, high speed combined with extreme cold can freeze the solution on the windshield and totally obscure your vision. Get the feel of the road. Try your brakes while driving slowly to find out just how slippery the road is and then adjust your speed to the situation. Snow treads on the drive wheels are recommended for general driving during snow. They greatly improve general traction, including starting and stopping. Don't be overconfident because you have them on. You still must drive at less than normal speed on snow and allow more room for stopping. Although snow treads are a great help under normal winter driving conditions, they do not give proper traction on ice. For extremely icy conditions, hard-packed snow, and very deep snow, reinforced tire chains are the best. Windshield wipers, headlights. Alabama law requires that headlights be turned on when the windshield wipers of the vehicle are in use because of rain, sleet, or snow. Intermittent use of windshield wipers does not require headlight usage. Slippery roads are hazardous. Follow other cars at a safe distance. Remember that on snow or ice, it takes 3 to 12 times as much distance to stop your car as on dry pavement. Keep well back of the vehicle ahead of you to give yourself plenty of room to stop. To start on snow and ice, lower your engine speed to its very minimum. If you have a car with a clutch, let the clutch out very slowly in starting. If your wheels spin, start in second or high gear. This permits a smoother acceleration and should aid you in avoiding spinning or sliding the wheels. If you have an automatic transmission, accelerate slowly and smoothly. When stopping on packed snow or ice, apply the brakes gently. If you should have to stop suddenly on a slippery surface, pump your brakes. If your wheels lock, release the brake to get them rolling again, then squeeze down again and keep repeating the pumping action until the vehicle stops. Stopping this way will slow your vehicle gradually instead of causing it to skid. While making your stop, be sure to release the pressure on the brakes at the first hint the wheels are starting to slip, and do not depress the clutch to take the vehicle out of gear. Skidding. A vehicle skids when its tires lose their grip on the roadway. When your car begins to skid, the engine loses its pulling effect and the brakes lose their effectiveness. The steering wheel also seems to be ineffective. Since braking will only increase the velocity of the skid and cause the loss of steering control when the front wheels lock, do not apply pressure on the brake until you regain control of your forward direction. Then carefully apply the brakes if necessary. With any vehicle skid, the main idea is to keep the rear end from outrunning the front. So to overcome a skid, you must either slow the rear wheels somewhat or speed the front wheels. With a conventional rear-wheel drive vehicle, when you ease off the gas, the engine acts as a brake to slow the rear wheels slightly. This slows the rear end slide and gives time for the front end to catch up and, combined with steering, will get the vehicle going straight again. To achieve the same effect with front-wheel drive vehicles, you have to make the engine pull harder on the front wheels. Stepping lightly on the gas will increase front wheel speed, so the front end can catch up with the sliding rear end and straighten out the skid. In some situations, there may not be enough room to step on the gas. The next best action is to disengage the transmission, either by jamming in the clutch with standard transmission vehicles or shifting into neutral with automatic transmission, and steer in the direction the rear of the vehicle is skidding. Caution. Many safety experts hesitate to recommend shifting into neutral because, in a panic of skidding, drivers may take their attention off the road or accidentally shift past neutral into reverse, and either reaction is potentially disastrous. Hydroplaning, water skiing on the highway. Hydroplaning, as a cause of skids, has only recently been investigated. It takes place when you're driving on wet roads. At speeds up to 35 miles per hour, most tires will wipe the road surface, the same way a windshield wiper cleans the windshield. As the speed increases, the tires cannot wipe the road as well and start to ride on a film of water, just like a set of water skis. In a standard passenger car, partial hydroplaning starts at about 35 miles per hour and increases with speed to about 55 miles per hour, at which point the tires may be totally on the water. In a severe rainstorm, the tires lose all contact with the road at 55 miles per hour. If this is the case, there is no friction available to brake, accelerate, or corner. A gust of wind, a change of road pitch, or a slight turn can create an unpredictable and uncontrollable skid. Although our knowledge of hydroplaning is limited, we do know how you can handle it. The best thing to do is to take your foot off the accelerator and let the car slow down. If you skid while your car is only partially hydroplaning, you should be able to regain control by correcting the particular type of skid that occurs. If you're totally hydroplaning, about all you can do is release the accelerator and ride out the skid. To prevent hydroplaning, it is most helpful to have good tires with deep treads. The treads allow the water to escape from under the tires and tend to prevent complete hydroplaning at normal highway speeds. When the depth of the water exceeds the depth of the treads, complete hydroplaning can be expected at speeds above 50 miles per hour. Driving in fog, snow. Avoid driving in fog or a snowstorm unless it's absolutely necessary. When visibility is limited, speed must be reduced and you must be ready to stop within the limits of your vision. Keep headlights on low beam to reduce the glaring reflection of your lights on the thick fog blanket or blinding snow. If it is impossible to see or you become weary of straining your eyes to see with such poor visibility, pull completely off the road, leave lights on and park. Wait until visibility improves. Driving in hilly country. Use extra caution when driving on narrow, hilly roads or where thick brush and wooded areas frequently block your view. There are many blind pockets within hilly areas and you may not realize another car is on the same road until it's within a few feet of you. Don't hesitate to use your horn, as you round hazardous curves to let the other drivers know they aren't alone on the narrow road. The law also forbids you to coast downhill with the transmission in neutral. Carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide poisoning is much more likely to occur during wintertime driving when you are more apt to drive with all the windows closed and to warm the engine before using the car. Carbon monoxide fumes are odorless and deadly. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are sudden weariness, yawning, dizziness, and nausea. The only cure is to go to an adequate supply of fresh air. Simple precautions to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning are: have the exhaust system checked regularly to be sure it does not leak. Do not idle the motor or drive with all the windows closed tightly. Do not warm up the motor while the vehicle is in a closed garage. Driving emergencies. There is one basic rule that applies in all driving situations, and especially in emergency situations: think before you act. Often, an instinctive reaction such as slamming on your brakes while skidding may be the wrong reaction. The suggestions below are designed to help you if you are faced with a sudden driving emergency. Remember that these are only suggestions. In some emergency situations, there is little that the driver can do but hang on and hope. In other cases, a driver who understands the basic principles described below can minimize the consequences of a sudden emergency. Blowouts. A blowout is a sudden collapse of a tire. This throws the vehicle out of control. To regain control, hold tightly to the steering wheel, steer straight, and ease up on the accelerator. Do not brake until the vehicle is under control. You may receive warning of an impending blowout by a thumping sound caused by a bulge in the tire. If the tire is losing air rapidly, it will pull the car to the side. Underinflation is one of the most common reasons for blowouts. Loss of a wheel. This is a situation that is similar to a blowout. Often the warning signs are the same: a thumping noise and or a pulling to one side. The same basic rules apply for recovery of control. Hold tightly to the steering wheel, steer straight ahead, ease up on the accelerator, and do not brake until the vehicle has slowed down and is completely under control. Steering failure. If you suddenly lose control of your steering and the wheel no longer responds to your turning movements, ease up on the accelerator, but do not brake. Your car may have enough natural balance to keep it moving forward as you slow it down. If you brake or try to shift gears, This sudden change in speed may throw the vehicle off balance and out of control. As the car slows down, you may be able to brake very gently to help bring it to a stop. Brake failure. If your brake pedal suddenly sinks all the way to the floor, try pumping the pedal to build up the pressure. You will generally receive advance warning that your brakes are starting to fail when the pedal feels spongy and slowly continues to sink while being depressed. If pumping the pedal does not build up the pressure, use your emergency or parking brake, but apply gently so that you do not lock the brakes and throw your car into a skid. If you can shift to a lower gear, the engine will slow you down. You can turn off the engine, leaving the car in gear, and the engine will slow you down. If you have power steering or power brakes, you will lose this assistance when you turn off the engine. Running off the pavement. If your wheels drift onto the shoulder of the road, don't try to swerve back onto the pavement because you might throw your car off balance. Instead, stay on the shoulder and reduce speed. After you've slowed down, turn gently back onto the pavement. Car approaching in your lane. If you see a car coming toward you in your lane, pull to the right and slow down. Sound your horn. At night, flash your lights. You may wake up the drowsy or inattentive driver approaching you. Do not turn into the left lane because the driver of the oncoming vehicle might wake up and swing back into the path of your car. Car attempting to pass you. If a car is attempting to pass you and cannot complete the movement because of oncoming traffic, you must act to prevent a crash, which could also involve you. If the passing car is at a point where the pass can be completed with your help, slow your speed to allow the driver to move ahead of you quickly. If it becomes definite that the driver cannot complete the pass and must drop back, increase your speed, leaving room for the vehicle to again move in behind you. If the right shoulder is adequate and a crash is almost certain, move quickly onto the shoulder to allow the passing car to move into your lane. Stalling on railroad tracks. If your car stalls on railroad tracks and it has a manual transmission, you may be able to move it off the tracks by running the starter while the car is in low or second gear. If you have an automatic transmission, you will have to push the car off the tracks. If you cannot get the car off the tracks, and a train is approaching, abandon the vehicle, and quickly walk alongside the tracks in the direction of the approaching train so that you will not be struck by debris when the vehicle is hit. Immersion. If your car plunges into deep water but does not sink, immediately escape through a window. Opening a door, even if possible, will permit the water to enter the car more rapidly. If the car sinks beneath the surface before you can escape, the weight of the engine will force the front end down first. This usually creates an air pocket in the back of the car. Get into the air area and breathe deeply. When the car has settled, you should be able to escape through a window. Fire. If smoke comes from under the hood, get off the road and turn off the ignition. If no fire extinguisher is available, use dirt or sand to smother the fire. Do not use water, for burning gasoline will float on it and spread the blaze. Overheating. You can help prevent overheating in slow-moving traffic by shifting into neutral and racing the engine briefly during stops. This will speed up the fan and the water pump. If steam begins to come from under the hood, your cooling system is boiling. Pull to the side of the road and turn off your engine. Do not open the radiator cap. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly fail, try your parking lights and directional signals. One of the two may work and give you enough light to guide you as you leave the road. If your lights fail on a busy or lighted highway, you will probably have enough light from other sources to guide you off the road. If all the lights fail on a dark, deserted highway, slow down and try to keep your car on the pavement until you have reduced speed enough so that you can move onto the shoulder without striking an obstruction. Windshield wiper failure. If your wipers suddenly fail in blinding rain or snow, slow down, roll down your side window, and put your head out so that you can see ahead. Then move your car off the highway. Use the same procedure if your hood should suddenly open and blind you. Stuck accelerator pedal. If your accelerator pedal sticks, you may be able to free it by hooking your toe under the pedal and attempting to raise it. If not, you can turn the engine off and thus slow the vehicle down. If you have power steering or power brakes, you will lose this assistance when you cut the engine.